So we see that the 12 apostles also sacrificed their lives so that truths would be passed on. And we talked about Lois and Eunice and Timothy, and we called to remembrance. Remember, Paul had called to remembrance the fact that Timothy had been faithful, his unfeigned faith. Well, Paul and other apostles were martyred for the Lord. They were martyred because they didn't. The people didn't want these truths shared. Their lives were sacrificed, so to speak, for the truth. Let us not mistake the truths. You and I sit here in this place of worship, preaching the love of our Savior in this great land because of the sacrifice of a soldier, yes, but also because of the sacrifice of a Savior, but also the martyred lives of the 11 of the 12 apostles. So we're going to move quickly here. Let's look at the text in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want you to follow along with me just for a moment as I try to share this truth this morning. In verse 5, you'll see that it says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord." So Paul is saying, the truth in which I'm sharing is not for me. I'm not sharing this truth to the people because of my personal opinion. I am sharing, and the apostles are sharing in this truth because of Jesus Christ. That's what it tells us in verse 5. In verse 6, it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus." So he reminds them that Christ has shone through their heart, and because of that, they are sharing the truth of Christ throughout the world to everyone else. All right? Verse 7 and 8. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And he goes into the humanity, and he goes into the reality of what they face in verse 8. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." He's telling them our lives could be taken at any moment. The truth in which we're standing up for, the truth in which we're sharing, the truth in which we are giving our lives for, could ruin us at any moment. And that's what he's saying here throughout verse 9. Verse 10. "Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, recalling, remembering the sacrifice paid by Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you." He's telling them in verse 12, why do we do what we do? Knowing that our lives can be taken at any moment, knowing that our life is troubled, knowing that our life is discouraged, knowing that we face hardness, understanding all of these things, why do we do what we do? Verse 12 says, "So then death worketh in us, but life in you." Why do I continue to put myself in harm's way for the sake of Jesus Christ? He says, so that you might have the same truth that I've had. Why were lives given for this great country? And why do we take a moment and reflect upon such greatness? Because somebody else wanted to defend and allow and afford that opportunity of freedom for you. And in some cases, for freedom in which they never had, but only dreamed of. Some cases, they didn't get to experience the freedom in which they hoped for you and for me. But they wanted us to have it, so they gave their lives for it to defend that cause. The Apostle Paul here said, "I have received the truth of Christ in my heart. And because I have received the truth of Christ in my heart, I want to take that, preserve it, and I want to share it so that you might have it also." You see him so far? You follow me? And I'm going to be quick here. Verse 13, he said, "They heard it and then they believed." Verse 14, he said, "They know truth." And in verse 15, he says, "Now," he said, "I want to pass it on." In verse 14 or 15, he began to say, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." Pass what on? Verse 15 tells us. That abundant grace, salvation. So the lives of the apostles were given. The lives of the apostles were lost so that they would take the opportunity and afford themselves the chance of spreading the gospel to all the world. Imagine where you would be in life without salvation. Not only would you be destined to a place called hell, but you would not know the peace of Christ. You would not understand the love of the Lord. You would not understand the sacrifice of a Savior. You wouldn't appreciate earth the way you do now. You wouldn't appreciate loved one and family the way in which you do today, because you would not recognize, you would not have experienced salvation. So these lives lost, this truth shared, was based off of the hope that one day there would be more people that would enjoy the abundant grace of Jesus Christ. Are you following me so far? So how do I pay respect? How do I pay respect and honor the fallen of the apostles? How do I pay respect and honor the fallen of a Savior? How do I pay respect to the fallen of our great nation? There is one main way, and I told you I had one main point and five subpoints. One main point, and that is simply be thankful. Live your life in such a way that you are thankful for the lives that have been lost for you. You live your life in such a way that you call to remembrance the lives lost of a soldier, the lives lost of a Savior, the lives lost of an apostle, and you honor the truth in which has been given and granted to you by being thankful. There's one main way to pay respect, and that's to be thankful. Now, in that thankfulness, there's five subpoints in the acronym of the word GRACE, G-R-A-C-E. If you can recall these five simple ways to be thankful, you will have paid respect to the fallen. Let's look at them quickly. G, gratitude, understanding the cost. Do you understand and do you realize and have you comprehended and has it ever smacked you in the forehead and you sat and you understood and you realized the fact that Jesus Christ did not have to die for you? Do you understand that he was sitting on the right hand of the Father? He was in glory and he could have been just fine, him and God all alone without you and me. Do you grasp that he didn't have to create you at all? Do you grasp that he did not have to give you your family and loved ones at all? Do you grasp the fact that you did not have to be an American citizen of any kind at all? And have you ever sat and grasped the fact that you do not deserve salvation? But he gave it to you. Gratitude. How can I be thankful on this Memorial Day weekend? How can I be thankful to the fallen of those that have served? How can I be thankful to the fallen of the apostles, to the fallen of a Savior? How can I be thankful? Simply understand the cost in my gratitude. Understand the price that was paid for your freedom to know truth and to be a citizen of this great nation. R, reverence, respect, remember. Keep it on your mind day in, day out, minute by minute, hour by hour. Pay reverence, give respect, recall, remember the truth, and remember that it wasn't free for somebody. How do I honor? How do I pay respect to the fallen? I recall, I remember, I respect, I pay reverence to the price paid and to the cost. A, and I'm hurrying on purpose. I have a whole two pages I've skipped to get to this point. Attitude. So G, gratitude, R, reverence, A, attitude. Defend your faith. Defend your country. Defend your faith. Defend your morals. Defend the fact that you have the ability to stand up for right. You can defend right, but you've got to have the attitude to do it. See, you can't be passive when it comes to truth. Yes, you can be passive in situations. Yes, you can be passive in certain situations to where you don't want conflict. I get all that. But you cannot change your morals. You cannot go back on your standards. You have to have the attitude of standing your ground for right. There are still sins today. There are still things that are wrong. There are still things that are not right. And as a Christian, we've got to have the attitude to stand up for those freedoms. and we stand up for what's right, and we don't defend what's wrong. See color. Display your beliefs. Don't be a coward. Don't be scared to wave that red, white, and blue. Don't be scared to wave that Bible and tell them that you believe the old book is real, that you believe that the savior of this book is real. How do I pay respect to the fallen? How do I pay respect to the fallen apostles? How do I pay respect to the soldiers that gave their lives? Don't be scared to display the truth. Don't be scared to display the color of the truth. Hey, heaven is real. Hey, I am thankful to be a great citizen of the United States of America. I will put a flag in my front yard. I will appreciate the country in which I've been given, and I will defend it to my best ability. And I will display my love and affection in the colors in which I display. Gratitude, reverence, attitude, color, and last but not least, express and evangelize. How do I pay respect to the fallen? You see, you understand that they did it for a reason. The Savior died for a reason. The apostles died for a reason. The soldiers died for a reason. And that reason was in each situation for its own reason. And I won't get into all of them. They're very obvious to you. I don't need to take time to share them with you. But express and evangelize those truths. Hey, I'm thankful to be. I'm proud to be an American. I'm not going to get to sing in the Lee Greenwood song this morning, but I'm proud to be an American. I know I'm free. And I am able to share the gospel with others. I am afforded the liberty to have my own peace and privacy, my own liberties, my own place in which to dwell. I am afforded those opportunities, and I'm thankful, and I will express my appreciation for it. And I am thankful for salvation. I am thankful for the truth in which I've been shown and shared. I am thankful for a Savior in which you died for me, so I am not scared to express and evangelize that same truth for someone else. So how do I pay respect to a fallen apostle? How do I pay respect to a Savior? Well, I share the same truth in which they died for. I express the same truth in which they died for. Jesus Christ died to save you and to save me. Why would I take that and harbor it for myself? If I'm truly thankful for it, I would take that same truth and I would share it with someone else. Are you following me this morning? Is it making sense on how to pay respect to the fallen, because the fallen died for a purpose, and that purpose was freedom and truth. You understand that all missionaries in the world are supported by most American churches. So how could the gospel get across all of the world? How are those missionaries able to spread the gospel throughout the world to their individual countries? Because of the freedom in America that allows us and affords us the opportunity to give revenues to them to keep the gospel going in their great nations because of America. So how do I pay respect to the fallen? I express and evangelize their truth. I have gratitude. I have reverence. I have attitude. I display my colors and I express my appreciation by sharing the truth. I'm thankful this morning for what's been given to me. And I ask you to be thankful this morning and pay honor and respect to the fallen by having gratitude yourself. Pay reverence and remember and recall the cost. Recall what was paid. Have the attitude that you will defend right. That you will not be coward to right. That you will not be afraid to display your Christianity. Do people know you're a Christian? Other than you having to tell them. Do they know you're a Christian? If they see you in the grocery store, do they say, that's Christian family right there? That's a Christian lady. That's a Christian man. How do they know? Is your life lived in such a way that it's obvious? Don't be afraid to share your colors. Show your colors of Christianity and then express, evangelize, share your appreciation and faith. Why is all of that necessary? We'll end it right here, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The truth in which you and I have been afforded is an eternal truth. It's forever. Jesus loved you enough to die for you. He didn't have to. He chose to. I love the song, He Could Have Called 10,000 Angels. He could have stepped off that cross at any moment in time, but he chose not to. And how can we thank him for that? With our grace. The grace in which we've been afforded. We're thankful. We have gratitude. We have reverence. We're not afraid to share it in our attitude. We're not afraid to share it in our colors. And we express and evangelize that same truth. We share it. We share it. Would you do that for Christ? Would you do that for your fallen soldier who's granted you the freedom of this great nation? Would you do that in reverence and honor of the apostles that died to give their lives to be able to share that truth to the world? There was a price paid. Very few of us have paid it. Would you pay respect to it in the fallen? Let's all stand.